And right now at 8:51, it's time to bring in meteorologist Drew Lerner here on this Thursday. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. I think we should all be fortunate, or at least think of ourselves as being fortunate, being north of the Ohio River here today. It's going to be quite a storm. It's going to evolve across the areas near and south of the river as we go forward through the day today. And it's going to produce some very impressive snow accumulations and some significant ice also as possible, sleet and freezing rain both. Most of this is going to stay right at the Ohio River or southward. And it looks like Kentucky, the northern parts of the U.S. Delta region, parts of the Tennessee River Basin area, and areas east, northeast from there into the Washington, D.C. area will likely get slammed pretty hard by this particular storm system. Early guesses here suggest a broad area of 4 to 12 inches of snow will occur. I think there's going to be some areas that get more than a foot of snow, especially in the mountains of the Appalachians. But north of the Ohio River, things are going to be relatively quiet and don't expect to see much precipitation. A few snow flurries or snow showers will occur periodically. Shouldn't be a very bad couple of days. But boy, if you're traveling to the south or towards Washington, be aware that there's going to be some significant delays in that travel. It is snowing this morning at this hour across parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. We have a variable cloud cover just to the south of that. And, there's some sunshine already occurring this morning in the lower parts of the Midwest, just north of the Ohio River Valley area where we are staying safe away from that storm. Temperatures this morning running mostly in the single digits and teens. It's still very cold, obviously, across the region. Not as bad as earlier this week, but we do want to warm up. There's some hope for that down the road. But in the meantime, because of the storm to our south, it will continue to be coolish across the region until that system passes and we get a chance to experience a warm front. The next weather event that will impact the Midwest in a more significant manner is a little disturbance that will come into the region from the west. This will take place at the latter part of the weekend. The system will bring some warmer air with it, but it's going to end up creating some snowfall for many areas in the Midwest. This will come from Missouri, Iowa, and Minnesota and work its way eastward, and that will be on Sunday night going into Monday. Most of the eastern Midwest, east of the Mississippi River, will probably see snow as we go from Monday into early Tuesday. Accumulations at this point look like they'll be fairly light, running anywhere from 1 to maybe 4 inches. But we'll keep an eye on that system. It does get a little bit cooler again behind that event, so we'll have to continue to remember that it is winter time and this is to be expected. A more significant warm-up is possible in the latter part of next week and the following weekend. If you want to think down the road a ways, we might see the temperatures rise a little bit above average. Well, specifically for our temperatures here in the near-term part of the forecast, it will still be rather cool across the region today. We'll look for highs only in the 20s and 30s across a big part of the Midwest. We'll look for highs tomorrow, very similar. There will be some teens in the upper parts of the region tomorrow. But 20s and 30s will be pretty much the rule for a big part of our region. As we go forward through these next few days, we may warm up a little bit ahead of that storm system late in the weekend, but I don't think you'll notice it too much because of the increase in cloud cover that's going to come with it. In the meantime, down in South America, it is still raining heavily in northeastern parts of Brazil, and more flooding is going to occur. This is in a minor crop region, though, the same area that suffered most from dryness earlier in the year, so we're not terribly concerned about it causing new losses in any part of the country. It is drying out in southern Brazil and in Argentina. Both areas will get some timely rainfall in the next week, though, and the heat in Argentina will abate. This is Drew Lerner, meteorologist with World Weather Incorporated.
All right, Drew, thanks a lot, and I think we're all glad we're not in D.C. this weekend.
Absolutely.
Have a good one.
You too.
Meteorologist Drew Lerner with us on this Thursday morning.